Blog Talk Radio.
That was a beautiful song right there by TLC called Meant to Be. That was one of their newest songs. All right, so you're listening to In My Mood, Poetic Justice. This is part three. I have the question of the night, but mainly what I got for y'all is some beautiful poems that y'all will definitely enjoy. This is, I just love the show, and I know that y'all are going to love this show also. But here goes the description on Poetic Justice part three. Poetry, one of the many ways of putting words into a way where you can express and others can joy. With a tone of your choice, your beauty, your voice, listen to tonight's show with me, Kanti Kassa, and enjoy the poetic vibe of the In My Mood poetic saga. Yeah, I threw a little poem inside of the description, but, you know, that's the point. It's the point to just have fun and to just be poetic on this poetic justice night, because that's the point of this mood. This is for y'all, y'all poetry lovers. I personally love poetry. Poetry is like rap, but it's like rap, but you're like expressing yourself in a way where you can't really in rap. It's like a way of mixing R&B and also mixing hip-hop while also just explaining yourself or just expressing yourself and telling a story. It's one of the many things that I really love about music, and just the thought of itself is it's amazing. So anyways, I'm going to go play some beautiful poems by a selected few of artists that I have actually looked up, including probably names that y'all actually haven't heard before, but I will definitely let y'all know who exactly is the artist that I played for tonight. But yeah, I'm also going to play some music, so don't think I'm not. Here goes a poem, though, by Erykah Badu.
Friends, fans, artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one is me? Friends, fans, and artists must speak. Which one are you? Which one are me? Say that.
Amen.
God, please, oh please, let her breathe my way. If she sing my song today, I can be okay. See, I understand the message in the song she write. I was really happy for her when she won tonight. She a rebel for the struggle, fighting just like me. I know she down to sing at the cookout, free. I was kind of disappointed with the song she wrote. Went to a website, wrote a long-ass note. She done made $1 million, but she down to earth. She be rocking Chuck Taylors in a thrift store purse. Signing autographs to the park was dark. I know it's kind of hard when they love your art. In the magazine, they be twisting up the facts. But her response was fat. I like how she come back. She be singing for the world, sharing all the pain. When she fell up in the game, shit changed. Fans, friends, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one of me?
Friends.
Folk in the face like she ain't the same. Still the same bitch, she just changed her name. She don't really like to hang around with us no more. Wasn't nothing like that back in 94. She be falling in the spot with a fat ass grin. Now she roll a bin, she don't need no friend. She only really made it cause her skin is light. Don't nobody really understand that shit she write. She done made $1 million, she can give us some. She be having fun, shit we wanna have fun. Seen her early in the morning looking bad as hell. Gonna be looking really funny when the shit don't sell. Airport, about to miss a flight. Folk carry-ons talking about pack light. Ooh, please, get a queen of tea. Only come to the show because I get in free. Friends, fans, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Which one are me? Fans, friends, and artists must meet. Which one are you? Folk in my face, I'm a superstar. Niggas hang around cause of who I are. Get a lot of love cause of what I got. Say they happy for me, but they really not. Sell a lot of records and I roll a Benz. Fall up in the spot, now I'm losing friends. All I wanna do is give the world my heart. Record label try to make me compromise my art. Make $1 million, make $1 million more. Tax time, come around, steal a nigga post. I wanna say wait, but I'm scared to ask. My world starts spinning and it's moving fast. Try to stay sane, it's the price of fame. Spending my life trying to numb the pain. I shake that load off and sing my song. Liberate the minds, then I go on home.
Stay with me.
All right, so that song was by Anita Baker. Now I'm going to play a poem. This one is by an artist called Lemon. This is a love poem.
Okay, ladies, you want to hear love poem? Shit, love poems don't pay the fucking rent. You got to come stronger than that, baby. You got to come stronger than that. But then, you know, maybe it's just me playing this role like my heart is
cold. All right, well, that was a little taste of the love poem. I'm going to end up playing that later. But here goes a poem that I actually just listened to that will actually get y'all thinking. This is Pat Justice poem. It's called Incident. It's called Innocent.
Pat Justice. They say the 60s was crazy, but the 80s was worse. Crack blacks and gave birth to a curse. The moon's bright, the sky's misty. Know my future because I know my history. My life predicted by a gypsy. Murder, she wrote at the end of the story, the streets get me. That's why I live quickly and always keep a pistol with me. Ghetto prisoner. Won't stop fighting until I'm free. Raising a city of fallen angels where niggas ain't scared to bleed. If money's the root of all evil, then greed's the seed. This ain't living. We take it because ain't nobody giving. America's a rich man's vision, but a poor man's prison. So don't expect these politicians to give us the pot to piss in. Preacher man, stop preaching because niggas ain't finna listen. Folks done lost hope and stop trying. Life's a bitch from the start. That's why you come out your mama crying. The world's dying. And the people have gone mad. I take a shit on the White House and wipe my ass with the flag. When will the evil end? Too many browns and blacks in the system, victims of legal sin. In court praying for mercy when condemned by evil men. Ain't no love in the heart of the city. If it's a God, where is he? My homie's dying over hundreds and fifties. I sit back, sip yak, and analyze the situation. Ain't a person alive today knowing the monster we facing. It crucified Jesus Christ, so Marcus Garvey for right. Shot Malcolm X in the chest, gave Nelson Mandela life. Pac died at 25, Biggie died a year younger. All my life been broke, I'm motivated by my hunger. So my mama buried me with a 357, just in case God tripping, I don't get into heaven. If he send me to hell, no well, cause I just did 19 years in the ghetto as a black male. And it can't get much harder than that. Had a lot of pain in my heart, that's why I started to rap. See, the mother brothers will make you dance, but justice to make you think. You saving up for a Bentley, I'm saving up for a tank. That's just the mindset of a soldier. Crazy, huh? This is what I see. We are no longer slaves, but we sure ain't free. So until I ain't gotta kill and steal from my own folks, tattooed across my soul all these words I just spoke. Who the f*** y'all gonna call when I break all the laws on behalf of every innocent criminal?
I really hope you play this, cause oh girl, you test my patience with all these seductive photographs and all these one-off vacations you've been taking. Clearly a lot for me to take in, it don't make sense. Young East African girl, you too busy f***ing with your other man. I was trying to put you on game, put you on a plane, take you and your mama to the motherland. I could do it, maybe one day, when you figure out you're gonna need someone. When you figure out it's all right here in the city and you don't run from where we come from. That sound like poetic justice, poetic justice. You were so new to this life, but you got adjusted. I mean, I write poems in these songs dedicated to the front. Your natural hair and your soft skin and your big and that sundress. Ooh, good God, what you doing that walk for? When I see that thing move, I just wish we would fight less and we would talk more. They say communication save relations, I can tell. But I can never write my wrongs unless I write them down for real. See ya.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the zone, alright. You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want.
Every time I write these words, they become a taboo. Making sure my punctuation curve, heavy letter hits true. Living my life in the margin, and that metaphor was proof. I'm talking poetic justice If I told you that a flower bloomed in a dark room, would you trust it? I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking in the mirror. Love is not just a verb, it's you looking for it, maybe. Call me crazy, we can both be insane. A fatal attraction is common, and what we have common is pain. I mean, you need to hear this. Love is not just a verb, and I can see power steering. Sex drive, when you swerve, I want that interference. It's coherent, I can hear it. Mm-hmm. That's your heartbeat. It either caught me or it caught me. Mm-hmm. Read slow and you'll find gold mines in these lines. Sincerely, yours truly, and right before you go blind. P.S.
You can get it, you can get it, you can get it, you can get it. And I know just, know just, know just, know just, know just what you want. Poetic justice, put it in the song.
Well, right, look, I want to tell you a story about a situation that happened to me. This girl I used to know, I'm on my way to the club, you know what I'm saying? I'm dead all up. She blows up on me. She tell me, she say, look, you remember that dude that I told you about? You know what I'm saying? The one that wasn't my boyfriend. Well, he heard we was together, and now he at the club waiting on you. So my advice to you is that you should not go to the club, right? So I tell her like this. I say, look, love, I fear no consequences from this relationship that we find ourselves in. Because if he don't want to respect your decision that he ain't giving you what you need and wants to start some trouble with me, well, that's cool. We can do that too. But I want you to know that I'm not fighting over you. Don't mean to sound rude, but me and you just cool. And unlike him, I don't require you to choose. If he got something to prove, then he the one with something to lose, because I do not fight over girls. That ain't my style. And that's one of the main reasons these young niggas be getting killed now. So anyway, I blow up in the club. I'm coming out the club, and this dude come blowing up. All this dudes is holding him and all of that. I'm like, dude, all of this stuff ain't even necessary. Let dude go, man. So he come. I say, look, dude, I desire no confrontation, but if you just want to press the situation, I guess I have to be the bigger man and walk away from this. But if you persist and make any sudden movements, dog, then it's whoa, and that's for sure. But I want the record to reflect that it was your immaturity. Can't you see? Your beef ain't with me. She got the right to be free and to choose. And if you got something to prove, then you the one with something to lose, because I do not fight over girls. That ain't my style. And that's one of the main reasons you young n****s be getting killed now. Because look, what's the sense in attacking a pedestrian whose only fault is in being chose? I think you already know. It's just your ego got control, and it's eating at your pride to know she don't want you. But the good news is, there's still a God above, and there's still people who gonna continue to fall in and out of love, and you will too. And that's some real shit from me to you. But all this rough stuff, and all this tough stuff, and all this aggression, it really don't change nothing. If she don't want to come, and come to stay, grown man shouldn't have no damn time to act this way.
Give it up for the life.
This one's called Again. For those of you that got the album, it's kind of like a sequel to She Don't Have to Know. The first time we ever got a chance to be alone, we knew that it was wrong to do. I guess that's why I was drawn to you. The second time leads to the third, the fourth, the seventh time. I feel so alive. It won't last, but it's all right. Fleeting joy and fading ecstasy. Here it goes again, oh. Sneaking fruit from the forbidden tree. The sweet taste of sin. And I'm doing it again. Yes, I'm doing it again. Oh, I'm doing it again. I said it would end, but here it goes again. Now this time you told me you saw me at the same hotel. You said you knew me well, and I had that familiar smell. You asked me, how am I ever gonna learn to put my trust in you like you want me to, cause I know what you're prone to do. Accusations fly like bullets do. Here it goes again, oh. But you know me because you're doing it too. The cycle never ends, never ends. Yeah, you're doing it again. Oh, you're doing it again. Yes, you're doing it again. You said it would end, but here it goes again and again and again. Damn, I love you, but this is crazy. I have to fight you almost daily. We break up so fast and we make up so passionately. Why can't we just trust each other? You can't hate me and be my lover. Passion ends and pain begins. I come back and we're doing it again. Yes, we're doing it again. Oh, we're doing it again. We said it would end, but here it goes again. Each time you call me home in a sweet refrain, saying things will change, you'll take away the pain. Then we flash back to the first time you put your spell on me. You envelop me. You feel good as hell to me. One moment leads to another few. Here it goes again, oh. Oh, leaving you is oh so hard to do. I just can't pretend, I keep doing it again. Yes, I'm doing it again. Oh, I'm doing it again. I said it would end, but here it goes again, again.
That was John Legend again. I got some more poetry coming up for y'all, but for now I'm going to get back into some music. Here goes ASAP Rocky Fashion Killer.
Her bitch too dope. Cause she a fashion killer and I'm a trendy. I said her bitch too dope. Her bitch too dope. I said her bitch too dope. Rockin', rollin', swaggin' to the max. My the fashion killer, she be busy poppin' tags. She got a lot of Prada, that Dolce and Gabbana. I can't forget Escada and that Balenciaga. I'm sippin' purple syrup, come be my aunt your mama. And if you is a rider, we go shopping like manana. Her attitude Rihanna, she get it from her mama. She jiggy like Madonna, but she trippy like Nirvana. Cause everything designer, her jeans is helmet lane. Shoes is Alexander Wang, and her shirt the newest Donna Karen. Wearing all the Cartier frames, Jean Paul Gaultier, cause it match with her persona.
Her bitch too dope. Her bitch too dope. I said her bitch too dope. Cause she a fashion killer, and I'm a trendy. I said her bitch too dope.
chiller, and I'm a jiggy. I said I see a jail standard. I love a people's costume, national, yeah, and a mule and meester. See this and be the sneaker. Long Von of Almond. Goya bought a trunk. Her Isabel Moran. I love your Linda Farrell. I adore your Dior. Your Dami here, Doma, beating carrot from the store. I crash down with that top down. Boy, see how I ride round. Mommy in that Tom Ford. Poppy in that Tom Brown. Rick Owens, Rap Simmons. Boy, she got it by the stock. She ballin' till she fall, that means she shopping till she drop. And besides, she got a lot, but she may never wear it. But she saved it so our babies will be flyer than their parents. And her sister though. Her sister though. Cause she a fashion killer, and I'm a trendy. I said her sister though. Her sister though. Her sister though.
Just so well put together, bags and rims, jeans and shoes, spice and pattern, buffers, different fabrics, all together. How you and me, me and you, go away together, we forget, away forever.
All emotions clashing, thrashing, someone turns the light out. I met my baby, express my passion on my fashion night out. Night out. Cause she a fashion killer, and I'm a trendy n***a. I said her pistol go. Her pistol go. I said her pistol go. Cause she a fashion killer, and I'm a jiggy n***a. I said her pistol go.
All right, y'all. So that song was by Erykah Badu. That one called Lifetime. Okay, so here goes another poetry. This is by Flowetry Fantasize.
All right, here we go. I want to do dumb things. I'm talking strolling in the park things. Stealing kisses straddled on park swings in the daylight while the ice cream van sings a little melody for us to move to, like... I'm talking some midnight dedications of rare groove tunes, and we're all across London. We use his real names too, because we're not fazed by who cool, who a fool. See, I want to do everything with you, so
I fantasize about
you just every day, and I want to do just everything. So baby, say everything, and now I want to run holding hands. See, I know that we can do this in a field of purple grass sprayed with green or white tulips under a sky washed orange by an everlasting sunset. You know what? I ain't done yet. See, I want to catch a ride off some crimson-colored stallion. We can sail a boat made of water straight into the horizon. Or we can catch a lift on a cloud that silver lining's really platinum. But you know what? I still ain't done yet. See, I wanna, and I was thinking we could
sit a while, baby.
And if you wouldn't mind a little.
Oh, yeah.
And if you're ready, we can always.
Oh, baby.
I'm gonna be on the phone with you for hours and hours and hours and hours and hours.
I don't want to do just.
I'm no longer scared of your future, baby, because after tonight, I'm going to be in your history forever. See, about you just every day, and I said, do just say everything, yeah, say everything, yeah, say everything, I
fantasize about you. Every day, and I want to do just everything
for you,
baby.
Just
everything that I fantasize about you.
Just
every day, and I want to do just.
Hit like a man. Let them know you're a man. Put all your power behind that fist. You're the ruler of this land. And as the sand falls through the hourglass, I hope this love lasts and all the pain surpasses. I'm tired of the lashes, bruises I tell others are rashes. Oh, the sunglasses cover the eye, but baby, my lip. I told my mama I stumbled and tripped. She thinks I'm clumsy. Or take too many sips of the wine, which inclines me to feel fine. Eases the humiliation of how you beat my behind now. See, I know you're under pressure from work in the world, but please watch how you hit me in front of our little girl. She doesn't understand this abuse her father feeds. There's no believable excuse. The truth in my eyes, she reads. In her eyes, I see disappointment and confusion. She shed tears over the broken limbs and severe contusions. I want our family, so I choose not to leave. Tired of being thrown like a rag doll by my sleeve. Sick by the situation, so I constantly heave. I can't make her believe this is love I receive. It's a hard pill to swallow. With this program, I just can't follow. I'm starting to believe your heart is hollow or full of hate. Hoping it will get better, so I wait. Praying stupidity isn't an inheritable trait. For I don't want our daughter to live a life of cover-ups and cries, standing before a judge, giving feeble alibis, loving a man so much she loses herself, hating herself so much she gives a damn about her health. For who wants to live just to suffer? Pain is inevitable. It only makes you tougher. But see, suffering is optional. And I've made my choice. For my little girl, I'm her hero, her example, and her voice. I will not allow her future to be a replay of my existence. I had to break free from this jail in my life sentence. I tried to go quietly, but you slapped me in my face, kicked me in my stomach, ripped my dress, and out my mouth you slapped the taste. As I got up from the floor, I stared you in your eyes and realized the burning hell brewing on the inside, knowing there could be no place that I could run or hide. My only escape would be your utter demise. I can't hit like a man, and I hate to pull the trigger, but let your life be a lesson for all those pussy ass niggas.
I should fix my grill cause I got money now. I ain't gon' sit around in front like I ain't thought about it. A perfect smile is more appealing, but it's funny how my shit is crooked, look at how far I done got without it. I keep my twisted grill just to show the kids it's real. We ain't picture perfect, but we worth the picture still. I got smart, I got rich, and I got just this still. And they all look like my eyebrows, thick as hell. Love yourself, girl, or nobody will. Though you a woman, I don't know how you deal with all the pressure to look impressive and go out and heal. I feel for you, killing yourself to find a man that'll kill for you. You wake up, put makeup on, stare in the mirror, but it's clear that you can't face what's wrong. No need to fix what God already put his paintbrush on. Your roommate yelling, why you gotta take so long? What it's like to have a crooked smile. It's hard, my darling. You wonder why you're lonely and your man's not calling. You keep falling, victim cause you're insecure. And when I tell you that you're beautiful, you can't be sure. Cause he don't seem to want you back and it's got you asking. So all you see is what you lack and not what you packing. Take it from a man that loves what you got. Hey, baby girl, you a star, don't let him tell you you're not. Now is it real? Eyebrows, fingernails, hair, is it real? If it's not, girl, you don't care. Cause what's real is something that the eyes can't see, that the hands can't touch, that them bras can't be, and that's you. Never let them see your friend. And if you need a friend to pick you up, I'll be around. And we can ride with the windows down, the music loud. I can tell you ain't laughed in a while, but I wanna see that cookie smile. People on the screen, you know the movie stars, picture perfect beauty queens. But we got dreams and we got the right to chase them. Look at the nation, that's a crooked smile, braces couldn't even straighten. Seem like half the race is either on probation or in jail. Wonder why we inhale, cause we inhale already. I ask if my skin pale, would I then sell like Eminem or Dale? But one more time for the veil, and fuck all of that beef against this shit, let's make a meal. Hey officer, man, we don't want nobody getting killed. Just open up that cell, let my brother out of jail. I got money for the bail now, and well now. If you asking will I tell now, hey hell nah, I ain't switching cuz. Man, they get them to get stitches now. If you was around and you wouldn't need a witness now. How you like this crooked smile?
I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down. I'm away, I'm away, I'm away down.
That crooked smile.
You're the one that was trying to keep me way down. But like the sun, no, you know I'm coming way down.
man, my brother Dave Chappelle.
Thank you. Thank you all. I'm having an artistic dilemma. I have two poems. One poem is older, and one poem I just wrote backstage. Which one would you like to hear? Wait. How many for the old one? How many for the new one? All right, so remember, if it sucks, you ask for it. One night at 3 a.m., I went to the corner store. I forgot why. Oh, that's right, I wanted a bite. I had the munchies because I was high. The store is owned by Mr. Fong, and every day he sees me, he does me wrong. He's Korean. Now, I'd never say I hate all Korean people. I haven't met all Korean people. That hate talks for savages. But even though I don't generalize, I do percentages and averages. So far, I hate 1 out of 5 Korean people I've met so far. So I come in the store. Hello, Mr. Fong, I say. And he just scowls at me and growls at me. Buy something. Hurry up. Now look, I'm not stealing in the least. But if you're shopping and you know someone's watching your shop, that shit make you look like a thief. Mr. Fong said, hey, I've been watching you since you came in the door. Buy something now or get out of my store. Now I couldn't take it anymore. Hey, I said, raising my hand, get your fingers out of my face, Chinaman. Mr. Fong said, hey, what make you think I'm Chinese? You must not know what you're saying. You made a mistake, Brackman. Mr. Fong is Korean. Now, I was wrong. I said, Mr. Fong, I'm sorry to offend by mistaking your race. But you got to admit, if it was a Chinese lookalike contest, you're a place. You're a dead ringer for a Chinese. But don't be mad at me. I didn't mean to offend you in the least. You know, some people say all black people look alike. We call those people police. Thank you. Thank you.
You come into
and fine linen. From the beginning, my practice extending across the atlas. I be at this, flipping in together on the dirty mattress. You can't match this, rapper slash actress. More powerful than two Cleopatras. Bomb graffiti on the tomb of Nefertiti. MCs ain't ready to take it to the Serengeti. My rhymes is heavy like the mind of Sister Betty. El Boogie sparks with stars and constellations. Then came down for a little conversation. Adjacent to the king, fear no human being. Roll with cherubim, send that star coliseum. Now hear this mixture, where hip-hop meets scripture. Develop a negative into a positive picture.
Now everything is everything.
Sometimes it seems
we'll touch that dream,
we'll touch that
but
dream,
things come slow and not at all.
They come slow,
and the ones on top
won't make it stop.
So convinced this day might fall.
Let's love ourselves and we can't fail,
hey,
to make a better situation.
Lauryn Hill, Everything is Everything. This is my mood. My mood for tonight is called Poetic Justice. This is part three. And, of course, I got the question of the night. This question will get y'all think. I'm actually messing with y'all. This question, you know, some people can't tell the difference, and some people just don't know that it's the same. But, anyways, the question of the night is poetry better than rap to you or the other way around, and why? Now, I've gotten some interesting answers. Some people actually caught on to what I was trying to say, and some people had their own, you know, answer, their own reason to it. And I'm going to share exactly what people had said, and I said, and then I'm going to give y'all my answer in a few. But of course, that will be after the news. So you are listening to In My Mood with your girl KK Canticasa, The Somber. My mood again for tonight is Poetic Justice. This is part three. Now I'm going to play that one poem for y'all by Lemon. This one is a love poem, and I hope that y'all will definitely enjoy this. Here it goes.
You got to come stronger than that. But then, you know, maybe it's just me playing this role like my heart is cold. I figure if you don't know, then you're never going to know that. Yeah, I did love somebody one time. What, I took this little girl from a shorty and turned her into a fly-ass dime. And when I thought she was mine, all mine, nobody else's but mine, it wasn't even like that, Jack. Sometimes when I think back, I feel a little guilty because, you know, I stepped to her when she was nothing but a Similac. I had to see where her head was at, and that's when I knew she was going to grow up to be all that. Matter of fact, to this day, ain't no girl out there got more props than her. Nah, because you see, my little love had a way of looking up to me like I was her big brother. Taking care of me and feeding me like she was my mother, and everything we ever did in this world seemed to be original because we was each other's first lovers. So there ain't no other girl out there got more props than her. Plus, I don't even see myself going through that again, my friends. I guess that's why I have a hard time writing love poems. Because I love love. I just like to leave love where it's at. Pure. Just like that. No added preservatives. No trying to run it through a test. Just leave it alone and let it manifest. Because it's bad enough the truth already suffers from too much analysis and ain't nothing more truer than love. Ain't nothing more painful either. I ain't joking. I'd rather catch an ass whooping to get my heart broken. Because an ass whooping will come quick. Depending on how many people giving it to you, of course. But a broken heart will work its way up in you nice and slow. And before you know it, you're on your living room floor talking about, oh, I live no more. But yo, funny how memories of my little love got me in the zone. So I went home and I wrote this love poem. Check it out. I hate the world when you're mad at me, crazy without you, because you help me deal with my sanity. You are my co-pilot, my gas mask got a ride. I love your badge so much, because to me they're not your flaws. Because I know me without you is like a dick without a neck, just head and balls.
Sorry to those who are listening who are out of the states and cities, Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. This weather has nothing to do with your state nor your state. This is all the weather of Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. So sorry to those who are listening who are out of the states and cities, Jacksonville, Florida, and Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Here goes the weather starting off with Jacksonville, Florida. Tonight, 38 is your lowest. You got clear skies. Friday's partly cloudy. 67 is your high. 54 low. Saturday, isolated thunderstorms, 78 high, 62 low. Sunday, there's thunder showers, 66 high, 42 low. And Monday, it's partly cloudy, 62 high, 39 low. So that is the weather for Jacksonville, Florida. Looks like you're going to be looking forward to a cold night tonight, so make sure that you bring your dogs in. It's 38 is your low for a cold night. However, as it gets close to the weekend, you're going to be seeing some rain fall. The highest temperature is on Saturday, which is 78 degrees, but it's going to be isolated storm. It's going to have isolated thunderstorms during that day. So, yeah, throughout the rest of your weekend on Saturday and Sunday, it's going to be rainy, but then the skies will clear up on Monday. So that's what you'll be looking for. Here goes Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania's weather. Pittsburgh tonight, 18 is your low. Clouds early, clear, and late. Friday is partly cloudy, 31 high, 27 low. Saturday, you're going to be seeing some snow, 35 high, 30 low. Sunday's cloudy, 33 high, 17 low. And Monday's partly cloudy, 29 high, 26 low. So that is the weather for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. 18 is going to be your lowest temperature for tonight. You got to make sure you bring them dogs in, especially 18 degrees. Wow. Throughout the rest of your week, leading on to the weekend, the highest temperature is on Saturday, but it's going to be snowing that day, so that's what you're going to be looking forward to. The lowest temperature is on Sunday with 17 degrees at night. And, yeah, you're not going to be seeing no snow on Sunday, but it's going to be rather cold. The sun comes out again on Monday. It's, however, going to be partly cloudy, and that was the weather for Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. I got some news coming up for y'all that I would love to share in just a moment, but for now, I'm going to get back into the beautiful, beautiful Poetry Slam. I'm going to play one of my jams. This one is Pre-Magic.
Memories shattered. Let me start by thanking, you know, Stan for allowing me to come back, because this is one of the most important days in the year to me, next to, you know, Christmas, my mother's birthday, and my birthday, you know. Now, here goes the story. My mama called me up. She said, "Baby, I'm down in Miami. They playing your song all day long. You making a lot of money right now. So when you on tour, I know it's going to be a lot of girls out there trying to throw you the pussy." I mean, that's how my mama talked to me, you know what I'm saying? She said, "Baby, I want you to put on 3 rubbers, because I don't want no girl out there fucking up our money." Eighteen years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. I know a nigga paying child support for one of his kids. His baby mama car crib is bigger than his. You will see him on TV any given Sunday, win a Super Bowl and drive off in a Hyundai. She was supposed to buy your shorty Tyco with your money. She went to the doctor, got lipo with your money. She walk around looking like Michael with your money. Should have got that insured Geico for your money. If you ain't no punk, holla, "We want prenup. We want prenup." Yeah, it's something that you need to have, because when she leave your ass, she gonna leave with half. 18 years, she got one of your kids, got you for 18 years. On her 18th birthday, he found out it wasn't his. Man, he killed that bitch. They gave him 25 years. 25 years, yeah.
Those who wasn't even sure, and that was definitely Kanye West's 18 years poem. It was pretty hilarious. But I'm going to play this poem. This is one of my favorite poems by Sarah Kay. And it's a hands poem, and I love it. I don't know. It's just, it's funny. I like the concept of it. Here, enjoy. This is Sarah Kay.
"People used to tell me that I had beautiful hands. Told me so often, in fact, that one day I started to believe them, until I asked my photographer father, 'Hey, Daddy, could I be a hand model?' To which he said, 'No way.'
I don't remember the reason he gave me, and I would have been upset, but there were far too many stuffed animals to hold, too many homework assignments to write, too many boys to wave at, too many years to grow. We used to have a game, my dad and I, about holding hands, because we held hands everywhere, and every time either he or I would whisper a great big number to the other, pretending that we were keeping track of how many times we had held hands, that we were sure this one had to be 8,002,753. Hands learn more than minds do. Hands learn how to hold other hands, how to grip pencils and mold poetry, how to tickle pianos and dribble a basketball and grip the handles of a bicycle, how to hold old people and touch babies. I love hands like I love people. They're the maps and compasses with which we navigate our way through life. Some people read palms to tell your future, but I read hands to tell your past. Each scar marks a story worth telling. Each calloused palm, each cracked knuckle is a missed punch or years in a factory. Now, I've seen Middle Eastern hands clenched in Middle Eastern fists, pounding against each other like war drums. Each country sees their fists as warriors and others as enemies, even if fists alone are only hands. But this is not about politics. No, hands are not about politics. This is a poem about love and fingers. Fingers interlocked like a beautiful zipper of prayer. One time, I grabbed my dad's hand so that our fingers interlocked perfectly, but he changed positions, saying, no, that handhold is for your mom. Kids high five, but grown up, we learn how to shake hands. You need a firm handshake, but don't hold on too tight, but don't let go too soon, but don't hold on for too long. But hands are not about politics. When did it become so complicated? I always thought it simple. The other day, my dad looked at my hands as if seeing them for the first time, and with laughter behind his eyelids, with all the seriousness a man of his humor could muster, he said, you know, you've got nice hands. You could have been a hand model.
You say life's been hard on you. Well, brother, I got news. It's hard on me, too. We seem to face the same old issues. Some are just surface, some deeper in the tissue. And I know slavery has played its part, being separated and subjugated, and that passes to the brain of our child. So I want to step off what was and start with the right now. You'll say the world just don't understand, but I ain't the world, my love, I'm your woman. And I know how deep it really goes, trying to tread on a dream when the water feels low. And if our ancestors can walk barefoot, afraid in the dark, for miles and 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 miles. I know we can do this. Come on, let's start.
Take the come watch in the clock. I can't wait till we get to
All right, y'all. That song was by Janelle Monae featuring Miguel. Prime time. Here goes the news. Oprah and Tears during emotional speech, live life to elevate others. One of the most powerful women in the entertainment and the 2013 cover girl for the Hollywood Reporter's annual Power 100 issue, Oprah Winfrey has her own favorite definition of power. More information on this story will be posted up on WHJ's website. That's WHJRadioShow.Weebly.com. Weebly with two E's, that's WEEBLY.com. Here goes some more news for y'all science geeks. Here goes, it's talking about, Jupiter. Water geysers erupt on Europa. Could Jupiter's icy moon host life? Jupiter's icy moon Europa squirts water like a squishy bath toy. Then it's squeezed by the gas giant's gravity. Scientists say using NASA's Hubble Space Telescope, they caught two 124-mile-tall geysers of water vapor spewing out over 7 hours from the near its south pole. Ooh. More information on this story will be posted up on WHJ's website for all you nerds out there like myself. Again, WHJ's website is WHJRadioShow.Weebly.com. Weebly to E's, WEEBLY.com. Again, that's WHJ Radio Show. That's WHJRadioShow.Weebly.com. This is In My Mood with Candy Casa. My mood for tonight is called Poetic Justice. It's Poetic Justice Part 3. I was talking to y'all about the question of the night, is poetry better than rap to you or the other way around and why? And I had some interesting answers because, I don't know, they were just interesting. Let me go to Twitter first, at FCWHJ Radio Show. Follow us there. Allie4Q, sorry if I said your name wrong. Allie4Q answered the question saying, I honestly don't think poetry is better than rap or vice versa. They are basically one and the same. Rap is poetry set to a beat. Good job, Allie Q. Joe answered the question saying rap because I feel like I have something to relate to. Now let me go to Facebook. You can like our page on Facebook. That's Fantasy Crew, WHJ Radio Show. Someone answered the question of the night. Let's see. Jay Cooper answered the question of the night saying rap is poetry. He said, well, to me, rap, like poetry, is more modern way of verbally expressing yourself. Your feelings, your desires, your passions, your grievance, your sorrows, your happiness, etc. They can all be talked about through songs, whether you're singing about it or rapping about it. All you need is a good beat and the right chorus to help and tell your story. Beautiful answers, y'all, and I want to definitely applaud to y'all for definitely getting that right, because a lot of people don't know that rap and poetry are the same. A lot of rappers be confused, and then they think they can't do poetry, but it's definitely the same, and if you can rap, then you could do a poetry. You could write a poem if you can rap. All right, so speaking of poetry, I have some more poems for y'all that I would love to share. How about this poem, this one poem by Janet Jackson? It was actually one of the movies. She called it Phenomenal Woman. Here goes Janet Jackson.
Pretty women wonder where my secret lies. I'm not cute. I built to suit a fashion model size. But when I start to tell them, they think I'm telling lies. I say, it's the reach of my arms, the span of my hips, the stride of my step. The curl of my lips. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman, that's me. I walk into a room just as cool as you please. And to a man, the fellows stand, or they fall down to their knees. Then they swarm around me like a hive of honeybees. I say, it's the fire in my eyes, the flash in my teeth, the swing in my waist, and the joy in my feet. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. That's me. Men themselves have wondered what they see in me. They try so much, but they can't touch my inner mystery. When I try to show them, they still can't see. I say, it's the arch of my back, the sun of my smile, the ride of my breasts, and the grace of my style. I'm a woman, phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. That's me. Now you understand just why my head's not bowed. I don't have to shout or jump about or have to talk real loud. When you see me passing, it ought to make you proud. I say it's the click of my heels, the bend of my hair, the palm of my hand, the need for my care. I'm a woman phenomenally. Phenomenal woman. That's me.
I'm an orange moon. I'm an orange moon, reflecting the light of
mean to bother you, I just wanna get you to pause and slow your walk, so maybe we can talk and I can try to charm you. Just trying to find out who you are, I don't mean to come off like a telemarketer. I ain't no hood, no crook, no robber, I just want a part of your heart I could borrow sometime. And maybe I can call you up, and maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your face or mine, yeah. This a different type of commitment, yeah. I'm talking about a true friendship, yeah. Someone I can depend on and be down no matter what. Let me know if you're with it, cause girl, I'm all disrespectful on my convo. It's a little bit too sexual, but damn, it's incredible. Be more flexible, cause the context of the text is special. But wait, let me explain it. A buddy is an equal beneficial arrangement. A buddy is a buddy that don't be complaining when his or her buddy ain't the buddy that came with some time. And maybe I can call you up, and maybe I can take you out. So let's exchange digits and later arrange digits. Either your place or mine, yeah. It's a different type of commitment, I'm talking about a true friendship. Someone I can depend on if you're down no matter what. Let me know what you're with it, cause girl, if you were my D-U-D-D-Y, the definition of a real buddy is
that one,
yeah.
Oh,
through the city with me, together there's no limit to what
we can do.
And once we in it, girl, it's all about
me.
So baby, what you say?
Thank you. don't know how to raise the bar. You're showing me all I deserve. You're bringing me heaven on earth. I'm giving you 5 stars for just being who you are. So there ain't no need to rehearse. Let's get straight to work. I don't want nobody else, just you and me all by ourselves. And now that it's all said and done, I found number one. And maybe it's your love. It's sweeter, it's better, it's finer. And baby, it's your heart. It's sweeter, it's better, it's finer, it's sweeter than anything else. Anything else, yeah. Anything else, yeah. Anything else, yeah. It's sweeter, it's better, it's finer, it's sweeter than
was by Vivian Green, Anything Out There. This is the WHJ Radio Show's In My Mood, Poetic Justice, Part 3. I have played some beautiful poems, and I actually might end up playing a little bit more over tonight, but I wanted to tell you about the events that's coming up. Tomorrow, there's an event, Creamy Fridays Party. This is a Zodiac party with special guests, J-Pat the Juggernaut. See, now, this is a Zodiac party, so you know what that means, y'all. If you don't know what it means, all Sagittarius get in free. Yes, I said all Sagittarius get in free. So definitely, definitely go to the Creamy Friday tomorrow. You know, it's at Hoover, 2036 Brownsville Road, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. That's 15210. That's Whoville, 2036 Brownsville Road. You can definitely go there at 9. It starts at 9 p.m. and at 2 a.m. And also, right after Friday, there is the WHHA Make You Smile series. It's an open mic series, a part of the Zodiac Nights. So definitely go there. Sagittarius is get in. But I just want to remind everyone that once you go into the WHHA Radio Show's Creamy Fridays party, and once you come into that building and pay that $3, you're actually donating. So you're doing a $3 donation to a charity. Yes, a $3 donation. So you can go, come on in and have fun and dance around, but also you'll be donating at the same time. I mean, that's the best of both worlds. Who wouldn't want to donate to charity? But yeah, this is WHHARadioshow.weebly.com. Weebly to E's, WEEBLY.com. I am KK Kathy Casa, the Songbird, and this is In My Mood. Now I'm going to play a song by Wale featuring Samdu, Love Hate Thing. This is definitely poetry and rap music.
Thank you. You know love in the heart of the city, just what they tell me. I'm just waiting on somebody to show me. Yeah, ain't no love in the heart of the city, that's what they told me. Be put over 100, don't none of them know me. Son of a mother studying at UBC, sitting in taxi cabs with daddy roaming the streets. Seven hallelujahs, my sultana was clean. On everything I wear it, all the American teas. This old six, the most prolific in the DMV. Listen, when you get the keys to sell them, you don't get the beef. Make a new one, get the pizza, get the peace. You gon' need more than Wikipedia to get to me. PG to Mo County, bet they all know about me. Every hood, every burb, I got superb balance. From the city that made me, love you forever for it. Hope you celebrate every moment forever and on. You made me what I am, you made me what I'm not. They gon' love you a little different when you at the top. Worse, give me love, baby. Not enough, not enough, just a touch, baby. What the f***, baby, it's just us, baby. This ain't right, this is life, this is love, hey, man, what's up? Give me love, baby, not enough, not enough. Touch, baby, baby, it's just us, baby. This ain't right, this is life, this is love, hey, thing. In the end, give me love, love. City gets cold. As you reach for your goals, you gon' meet you some foes. Having dinner with Leonis's, I'm dreaming to own. But for now, me and my homie see the bottle float. I'm trying to redefine the culture, renovate the soul. Woman in town, but I'm manifesting every goal. I see potential in John, talk to him once a week. Media targets in our city and this week. I lost a lot of friends, and they ain't even dead. When I was on my way up, why you ain't see stairs? Lord Father, if I opted to follow them, my heart would tear for my dreams, let me know that you had. And it's weird when I'm anywhere with too many heads. Jealous to never tell it until it's dead. How could you blame his envy? We do the same thing for a living, know the same f***ers, but they all commend me. Champagne, I'ma spill it till we all fill up. Maybe it stopped me from giving a f*** about opinion. I'm probably not, but I'm temporarily out of physics. Instead of postally propaganda to politicians.
Ready for the storm. If I'm cold, I want to fight. bright like a diamond.
Rihanna Diamond, such as love that song. This is your girl, KK Kenty Casada Samba, and you're listening to In My Mood. My move tonight is called Poetic Justice. This is part three. I want to give a birthday shout out to Romance. He's actually one of the hosts of WHJ Radio Show. He hosted Sunday Night Love. He hosts Sunday Night Love, so definitely check out his show. So happy birthday, Romance. And he will also be at a Creamy Friday in the Make You Strong series. It's his birthday, so he's going to be celebrating it like crazy and partying like a rock star. I want to give a shout-out to everyone who listened to In My Mood tonight, and shout-out to everyone who enjoyed it and everyone who answered the question of the night. I was hoping to get some people to call in and do some poetry, but maybe next time. But you can always still do poetry at the Make You Smile series. The Make You Smile series is this Saturday at Whoville, 2036 Brownsville Road. Starts at 9 p.m., ends at 2 a.m. So definitely be there at the Make You Smile series. I would like to hear y'all do some poetry. I love poetry. It's one of my favorite things. It's one of the things that make me squeak. But yeah, I would love to hear y'all do some poetry, and that would be just so amazing. I want to give a shout out to KK Tribe. Thank you for answering the question of the night. I had already just said that, but I repeated myself because I really loved your answers. Y'all are awesome. I want to say thank you to all my fans and the followers and listeners and et cetera. Now I'm going to end the night with two poems that I had played earlier, but I'm going to replay them because I really like them. But before I do, I wanted to repeat the question of the night to see if some people still wanted to answer the question of the night. You can answer it on Twitter or on Facebook. The question of the night being, is poetry better than rap to you, or the way, or the other way around, and why? A lot of people said the common thing, which is poetry and rap is the same thing, which I'm happy that a lot of people understand that. A lot of other people did not understand that. So it was good to see that some people understand that poetry and rap is the same. But anyways, you can answer the question on Twitter at FCWHJ Radio Show, or you can simply answer the question on our Facebook. Don't forget to like our page. Our page is Fantasy Crew WHJ Radio Show. Again, that's facebook.com/ Fantasy Crew WHHA Radio Show. Here goes one of my favorite poems of tonight. This one, I really liked Life Jennings' Rough Stuff poem. Here goes.
All right, look, I want to tell you a story about a situation that happened to me. This girl I used to know, I'm on my way to the club, you know what I'm saying? I'm dead all up. She blows up on me. She tell me, she say, look, you remember that dude that I told you about, you know what I'm saying, the one that wasn't my boyfriend? Well, he heard we was together, and now he at the club waiting on you. So my advice to you is that you should not go to the club, right? So I tell her like this. I say, look, love, I fear no consequences from this relationship that we find ourselves in. Because if he don't want to respect your decision that he ain't giving you what you need and wants to start some trouble with me, well, that's cool. We can do that too. But I want you to know that I'm not fighting over you. Don't mean to sound rude, but me and you just cool. And unlike him, I don't require you to choose. If he got something to prove, then he the one with something to lose, because I do not fight over girls. That ain't my style. And that's one of the main reasons these young niggas be getting killed now. So anyway, I blow up in the club. I'm coming out the club, and this dude come blowing up. All this dudes is holding him and all of that. I'm like, dude, all of this stuff ain't even necessary. Let dude go, man. So he come. I say, look, dude, I desire no confrontation. But if you just want to press the situation, I guess I have to be the bigger man and walk away from this. But if you persist and make any sudden movements, dog, then it's whoa, and that's the show. But I want the record to reflect that it was your immaturity. Can't you see? Your beef ain't with me. She got the right to be free and to choose. And if you got something to prove, then you the one with something to lose, because I do not fight over girls. That ain't my style. And that's one of the main reasons you young n****s be getting killed now. Because look, what's the sense in attacking a pedestrian whose only fault is in being chose? I think you already know. It's just your ego got control, and it's eating at your pride to know she don't want you. But the good news is, there's still a God above, and there's still people who gonna continue to fall in and out of love, and you will too. And that's some real shit from me to you. But all this rough stuff, and all this tough stuff, and all this aggression, it really don't change nothing. If she don't want to come, and come to stay, grown man shouldn't have no damn time to act this way.
That poem was by Life Jennings. That one's called Rough Stuff. And here goes the other poem that I really, really like by Pat Justice, Innocent Criminal.
Pat Justice. They say the 60s was crazy, but the 80s was worse. Crack blacks and gave birth to a curse. The moon's bright, the sky's misty. Know my future because I know my history. My life predicted by a gypsy. Murder, she wrote at the end of the story, the streets get me. That's why I live quickly and always keep a pistol with me. Ghetto prisoner. Won't stop fighting until I'm free. Raising a city of fallen angels where niggas ain't scared to bleed. If money's the root of all evil, then greed the seed. This ain't living. We take it because ain't nobody giving. America's a rich man's vision, but a poor man's prison. So don't expect these politicians to give us the pot to piss in. Preacher man, stop preaching because niggas ain't finna listen. Folks done lost hope and stop trying. Life's a bitch from the start. That's why you come out your mama crying. The world's dying. And the people have gone mad. I take a shit on the White House and wipe my ass with a flag. When will the evil end? Too many browns and blacks in the system, victims of legal sin. In court praying for mercy when condemned by evil men. Ain't no love in the heart of the city. If it's a God, where is he? My homie's dying over hundreds and fifties. I sit back, sip yak, and analyze the situation. Ain't a person alive today knowing the monster we facing. It crucified Jesus Christ, so Marcus Garvey for right, shot Malcolm X in the chest, gave Nelson Mandela life. Pac died at 25, Biggie died a year younger. All my life been broke, I'm motivated by my hunger. Told my mama bury me with a 357, just in case God tripping, I don't get into heaven. If he send me to hell, you know well, cause I just did 19 years in the ghetto as a black male. And it can't get much harder than that. Had a lot of pain in my heart, that's why I started to rap. See, the mother brothers will make you dance, but justice to make you think. You saving up for a Bentley, I'm saving up for a tank. That's just the mindset of a soldier. Crazy, huh? This is what I see. We are no longer slaves, but we sure ain't free. So until I ain't got to kill and steal from my own folks, tattooed across my soul all these words I just spoke. Who the f*** y'all gonna call when I break all the laws on behalf of every innocent criminal?
All right, shout out to those one of my favorite two poems of the night. I want to say good night to everyone. Enjoy the holidays.